Let's go to the KRDO newsline right now. We are joined by ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. As Andrew had promised us, we're going to be taking a more in-depth look with Aaron regarding the hearings that are ongoing in Congress regarding the January 6th riots. And Aaron, that Senate hearing that was conducted yesterday, it brought up a lot of information, but it also brought up a lot of finger-pointing as well.
Well, it did in the sense that, you know, we know that certain intelligence was there, and for some reason it didn't make its way to the decision makers on Capitol Hill who were deciding what to do about security and the posture for January 6th. And it's really curious as to why. The former chief of the Capitol Police, the former House and Senate sergeants at arms, all blamed lapses in intelligence for the deadly riot. And yet, we know that the mayor of Washington had closed streets and warned residents to stay away from protesters and just stay home. And the leader of the Proud Boys was arrested the second he set foot in Washington, D.C. on January 5th. So some people certainly knew that this had the potential to go sideways. And so it's still not quite clear why there were the failures there were. We'll get another crack at it today when a House committee hears from the architect of the Capitol. He's one of four people that oversees the Capitol Police.
In the lead up to this, back in early January, I mean, there were some, calling for more military presence, but it seemed like there was reluctance. And at the time, it seemed that maybe there was a cautionary tone that was brought because they didn't want to over-militarize that particular proceeding and perhaps then lead to escalation. Has that been mentioned at all, or have they completely moved in other directions in this inquiry?
Well, it is, I think, part of the questions, right? Because, if law enforcement officials aren't quite sure why certain intelligence didn't make its way to the Capitol Police or why the National Guard and Pentagon resources weren't faster to deploy when it became clear how awful the situation was. You know, what does that say that may directly involve the previous administration? It's not clear still what the former president knew and what he did or did not do about it in real time. And, even with all these additional hearings that are coming up today, tomorrow, and beyond, the concept of a bipartisan commission to investigate the events may gain some traction because, Senate hearings aren't always the most beneficial venue.
And, Aaron, you'd mentioned the question of what the administration at the time knew or didn't do in real time. Is there any plan over the next couple of days to bring in anyone that was in the room who may have had that firsthand experience with the former president as far as what was actually being said or done while this was going on?
Not, it seems, in a Senate committee. And I think that's why maybe a bipartisan commission might be a better venue. I mean, because some of the most consequential questions rest with Trump, assuming he's put in a position of being forced to answer them. And we're not sure whether, anyone's really prepared to do that. But if you look at what happened yesterday, it's not clear the Capitol Police would have acted differently, even if their leadership had seen the information that was out there. But there were dots to connect and signs of trouble everywhere. And, there was intelligence that the crowds would be bigger than previous demonstrations and that, people could be armed and that violence was certainly a possibility. And so it's sort of absurd, I think, to say that it wasn't, that the intelligence wasn't there. I mean, there was a lot of stuff in plain sight. And so how did it all fall through the cracks?
Right. And Aaron Katursky, I don't know if we'll ever have what would be normally just a typical congressional proceeding take place without stepped up security, because it seems that that's the lesson that we have going forward.
Well, that's something they're going to talk about today, is how much security will be needed going forward, how many resources to allocate that, meaning how much money to allocate toward security at the Capitol. A lot of the members say things do need to change, but they also are wary of keeping it the armed fortress that it is, given the spirit of openness that's supposed to prevail on Capitol Hill. So we may get a better sense of the plan going forward sometime today.
Well, Aaron, it is definitely very interesting, and especially as you'd mentioned what the future looks like for the People's House, if people will be allowed in there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.